evening and welcome everyone to the Memorial Athletic Center in Piers. It is a boys basketball game tonight on You Are There Sports, and the hottest team in the Central Minnesota Conference is in town tonight. Hello everybody, I'm Rick Graham, and the Maple Lake Irish bring a 10-game winning streak to the MAC tonight against a team that's on a one-game winning streak. The Pioneers, they won Friday night in Sauk Center 60-57. Only their third win of the year, 3-13. The Irish come in 12-3, coached by Tim Stallow, and they are in the conference a perfect 6-0. This is completing one trip through the conference schedule here. Game 7, everybody playing in the conference tonight. Irish have not lost since December 15th when they lost at home to Holy Family Catholic. They've rattled off 10 straight since that time, most recently on Saturday against Maple River, 72-56. We'll visit with Coach Stallow about how that matchup, Maple River, way down in the southern part of the state, about how that matchup came to be. That was in Maple Lake. Pioneers snapped a 9-game losing streak with that 60-57 win over the Main Streeters on Friday night, hoisting up 33 three-pointers in that one. Coach Joe Call, I asked him before the game, I said, Joe, what was the message to these guys? What turned it around? He goes, I said, we're not taking anything except threes, and they did. Basically, 33 attempts from behind the arc against the Main Streeters, and it paid off. It worked, 60-57, the final score. So the Pioneers have yet to win on their home floor this year. Their three wins are at Crosby Ironton, at Aiken, and at Sauk Center. So they'd love to get one on the home floor. There's a very nice crowd here in attendance here tonight to witness this Central Minnesota Conference matchup between the Irish and the Pioneers. We'll visit with both head coaches right after this on You Are There Sports.
Piers Freedom Fest is back in 2018 for their 6th annual music festival, headlined by Montgomery Gentry. Also featuring the Fabulous Armadillos, Confederate Railroad, and platinum-selling group Lone Star. Freedom Fest is Saturday, July 14th at the Janola Ball Fields. General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40. And a limited number of VIP tickets are available for just $125. For more ticket and concert information, head to piercefreedomfest.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Joining me on tonight's pregame show, he's the head coach of the Piers Pioneers, Joe Call. And Joe, congratulations. Big win on the road at Sauk Center. I don't think a lot of people thought that the Pioneers would go in and take one on the Main Streeters home court, but guys came out and you put together two solid halves.
Yeah, no doubt. Walking in and seeing the size of their players, I was a little nervous, but we had some energy on our side and we were able to get some shots to fall, and there was energy on our side. When you get a little energy, sometimes that helps, and the boys were able to hang on for a win.
What defense did Sauk Center present to you? I know they've got some size in there, so I mean, it's probably a physical mismatch for you inside.
Yep, no doubt. We tried pulling their big guys out. They were in a man. We tried pulling their big guys out and doing some screen and roll and making their big guys guard our guards. And we got a couple of those guys in foul trouble. So then they went to zone, so they're in a 2-3. So they're in a man and a 2-3. When they're in a 2-3, we were able to knock some shots down, which helps. So we saw a little bit of both. But, yeah, they were big inside, and they made us work for it, that's for sure.
You know, we talked down in Eden Valley Watkins on Thursday about how you could sense it just kind of coming together. And I didn't know that it was going to be 18 hours later, but, you know, who knows?
Yeah. There's a lot more excitement with this team now. I think it started with the Pequot Lakes game to show that we can compete with one of the top teams in our section. And it kind of carried over from there. And the kids are confident. It's kind of like a new season has started for us, to be honest with you. Just the guys that are out there right now and the effort they're putting out on the floor and the shots are starting to fall, it feels good right now. It does.
And that's an interesting comment because you know, I watched you grow up playing high school ball, and you've been around basketball a long time. That it can be a long season, and here you are late in January. That's an odd time to get that fresh air into the program.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's what's exciting about this team is that these kids, they love basketball. They want to be out here. There's some things we do to make sure we keep practice fun, because if you don't keep basketball practice fun, like you said, it's going to be a long season. So we try to keep practice fun. We cut them out of here loose, you know, early sometimes, just to kind of keep them fresh and wanting more. Yesterday we stopped practice at 5 o'clock, and nobody left. Everybody wanted to keep shooting, so that's exciting to see the kids wanting to play more ball.
Get a red-hot Maple Lake Irish team here tonight leading the Central Minnesota Conference. They won by 20 in Eden Valley. Watkins winning 10 in a row. They're coming in on a roll.
Yeah, I think both teams have good energy on both sides. I'm glad we're home tonight, not traveling to Maple Lake. So hopefully that'll help. I know there's a decent crowd out there for the JV game already, so that'll help our guys have a little more energy out there, and hopefully we can come out and play two halves.
And I think probably you've got everybody healthy. I mean, as far as bodies, I mean, you're pretty deep right now.
Yeah. You know, we've pulled up a few kids up to varsity, and they've been contributing. The only one we're missing yet is Brandon Stuckmeyer. You know, his outside presence, you know, we missed that. But hopefully next week we'll get him back. But everybody else is doing a good job stepping up, the young guys and the older guys. Johnny Hopkins had a great game. He didn't start last game. Michael Leidenfrost started in front of him. But Johnny came off the bench. He had 6 points for us. He played great defense, and that's what you want. And that's a leader right there, a senior coming off the bench and not worrying about, you know, if he's not starting or not. And then he comes out there, and to do what he did was tremendous, and I credit him for that.
You look at this Maple Lake team, they got a lot of options out there. Cole Traeger, they got a Stockman, they got the size with Tater inside. I mean, there's a lot of things that Coach Stallo can go to.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's kind of the reason why we brought some of these younger guys up, because they're big, they're strong, they're physical, and they can put the ball in the hoop. And it'll be interesting. You're going to see some matchups tonight with you know, some of their big guys and some of our younger big guys, just because I know they can be physical with them, and we need to be physical with them. We've seen him on film make some mental mistakes, fouling when he gets out of control. So we're going to try to, you know, push his buttons a little bit, if you will, and see if we can get something out of it. We're going to look to get those guys up. They're going to do a lot of doubling on screens. So we talked about looking for that slip guy and try to get their big guys out of the paint and look for some slips and some easy buckets that way tonight.
Well, it is a big matchup. The conference leaders are in town tonight. You've yet to win a home game. Tonight would be as good a night as any.
You bet. And I think the kids are excited to be back home. You know, they said, too, they told me last night that it's always a little more exciting playing at home. Hey, you bet. And, yeah, I told them, you know, there's people here that believe in us, and we got to make believers out of everybody, and let's go out there tonight and play hard.
Did you win anything in Brainerd?
No.
All right. Joe Call, head coach of the Pierce Pioneer boys basketball team. Join us on the pregame here on You Are There Sports.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Jacob Kipley. We like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in a high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. Congratulations to our Excel winners, Caitlin Becker and Jake Andrews. As winter sports season are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities.
It's cold outside, so stop cabin fever from getting to you and sign up for Dish at Design Electronics Radio Shack. Hi, this is Sarah. Right now, get the 2-year price lock with Dish and get 120 channels for just $49.99 a month for the first 2 years. Plus, when you sign up with us, let our professional installers do the work. And don't forget, we also carry the Dish Tailgater. This portable satellite is perfect so you can take your Dish with you out to the fish house. Call or visit us today at Design Electronics Radio Shack, and we'll get you hooked up with Dish.
Hey, everybody. Jason Sadlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. We all know agriculture is very tough business to be in right now. Let our dedicated, hardworking staff help you out. Anything from groceries, farm supplies, seeds, bulk commodities, minerals, steel equipment, Gravely lawnmowers, ration balancing, grain hauling, and so much more. For more information, call us at any of our 4 stores or visit us on the web, www.sunriseagcoop.com. We thank you for your business and hope we can help you soon.
Joining me now on the pregame show, he's the head coach of the conference-leading Maple Lake Irish. And, Coach, your team is off to another great season here. Did you see this coming? You know, when November rolled around, did you think this team had it in them to be where they are right now in late January?
You know, you never know making prediction-wise, but I knew we had a lot back from last year, and then guys coming off injury too. So the way we played the first three or four games, I wouldn't have guessed that we'd be here now. Again, like you said, it's early. We're not even through the first time through the conference, but very happy with the way that we've started, and we know that we've got a long season left and then have to keep improving every game.
Yeah, you mentioned your start 2-3 going into mid-December. Haven't lost since then. What was the big turnaround there?
I think just kind of getting the feel for each other, putting an emphasis on defense, and, you know, Annandale and Holy Family were two of those losses, both very quality opponents. So just kind of figuring each other out and getting used to each other and, you know, just battling every game and every possession.
One of your marquee wins is the one that has you sitting in the driver's seat right now in the conference, not only to beat Eden Valley, but to hammer them on their floor.
Well, Rick, it's one of those games that everything kind of went right in the first half. We were shooting very well. It was the first game after break for both teams, and, you know, you don't know what to expect coming off not playing for a while, and it is certainly not indicative of the difference between Eden Valley and us, but it was just one of those nights that things really went our way.
Balance, I think, is a hallmark of this team. You know, Mitch Hoisted can score a lot. Joe Stockman, Tater can score inside. Traeger's an outside threat. I mean, you can't just shut down one guy and hope you're going to beat the Irish.
I think that's absolutely the key to our success is the not only having the guys that can do it, but the willingness to let guys do it and to share the ball. And we've really done a nice job of, number one, taking care of the ball, and the other part is sharing the ball and not really caring who it is one night. You know, somebody might have 26 one night and two the next night, but we don't care about that. It's just a matter of trying to score more points to the other team and whoever gets them, and we've really done a nice job of being balanced.
Hosted Maple River the other night. How did that one come about?
You know, they host a 2A tournament in the first week of December just for 2A teams from around the state, and they try to mix it up. So the last couple years they've invited us, but it's just a Friday, Saturday night in December, so it's a little early in the season for us to take an overnight trip. So we just talked to them about, you know, why don't you guys come up and we'll come back for a home and away. And so it's really nice to play a quality 2A team from a different part of the state and just kind of get a feel for what Southern Minnesota basketball is all about, and to show them that Central Minnesota plays some good basketball too.
So now we need to turn it into a doubleheader with Maple Grove and call them Maple Canton.
Yeah, that's what we're saying is the winners got Maple Grove, and then we thought, no, maybe not. We're okay with just us two battling it out.
Okay, you're six games into the conference schedule. You'll see Pierce here tonight. Your overall first-round impressions?
You know, I think it's really, like you say, every year this conference is pretty balanced, and you know, you can forget about what our record is and what Pierce's record is. They've got young guys that can score. They're coming off a big win on Friday, and you just know with young guys that they've figured it out. And so I think, you know, we've got games tonight, Kimball and Eden Valley. I don't know who to pick a lot of those games. So like every year, you don't know what's going to happen each night, and that's what keeps it fun.
6AA once again loaded, you know, and I think it was a wise decision on your part, the coaches over there and the section, to go to that away, the 1-16, rather than the north, south, or east, west, or however it was split up, to make sure you get the right matchups at the right time.
Yeah, I think it depends on if we would have went subsections, I guess it depends on where you end up, but I think this is by far the easiest balance. There are so many good teams. There could be, you know, 12 or 13 that finished with winning records. Yep. You know, the top ones are probably still a little class above the middle ones, but I tell you what, it is loaded, and it's certainly going to be a fun March.
Yeah, you saw the Melrose Cathedral game go overtime last night. Coming up now, you've got, what do you know about Breck? What do you know about Watertown, Mayor, some of the non-conference games that'll get you ready?
Well, Breck has the Roddy kid that's a junior that could probably play D1 basketball or football. So, you know, when we were Section 5, we thought their Section 5 would be a good section game. But it's a good quality 2A school. And, you know, Watertown lost a lot of guys last year, but they can really light it up on certain nights when their threes are going. So, you know, a fun couple non-conference matchups. And then just, you know, the second round of the conference season is going to be a lot of fun as well.
Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you, sir. Right.
Head coach Tim Stallo of the Irish with us on the pregame on You Are There Sports.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
We're set for the opening tip-off. It'll be Alex Tater for the Irish, Ben Harold for the Pioneers, and this game is underway. Irish controlling the opening tip-off. Joe Stockman, Mitch Hoisted, Alex Tater, Andy Mavenkamp, and Cole Traeger, and right away, driving the lane and scoring is Stockman. Early 2-0 lead for the Irish off a Stockman hoop. For the Pioneers, they come out with Peter Schomer leading the conference in scoring. He's trapped on the corner, got it off to Prokot, who was bumped and fouled. This will go on Cole Traeger, his first, team's first.
Cole Traeger.
Pioneers start Peter Schomer, Michael Leidenfrost, Ben Harold, Jonah Prokot, and Preston Rushlow. 10-game winning streak for the Irish. Pioneers coming off only their third win, a Friday night win in Sauk. Here's a three for Leidenfrost. No, Prokot rebound. Spins to the rack and scores. Prokot for two. 2-2. 45 seconds in. Front court now comes Andy Mavenkamp. Off to Stockman, guarded by Leidenfrost. Well out on the floor. Tater sets a high pick. Back to Mavenkamp. Three from the corner. Hoisted drained it. Mitch Hoisted. 5-2 Irish. Schomer near midcourt. Takes it across the line. Zips it over to Prokot. Down low to Harold, who muscles up and in. Ben Harold scores. 5-4. Ben Harold, who will be on CNN on Thursday as part of Super Bowl, interviewed by Hines Ward, in the lineup tonight. Out front, talked to Ben's dad, Dennis, before the game. He said they're headed down Thursday, part of the Super Bowl festivities. There's a foul on the Pioneers, and it's on Ben.
Ball's called on number 23.
His first, team's first, comes at the 16:28 mark. Throw in baseline left for the Maple Lake Irish. They lob out to the free throw line where it's caught by Mitch Hoisted. Low post, Alex Tater, kick out. Three-pointer, Mavenkamp off the iron. Stockman had the rebound tipped away. Tater tracked it down. Back out to Hoisted. Slashes to the paint and throws it right through the wickets of Traeger. Turnover on the Irish. 5-4, Maple Lake advantage. Schomer. Dribbles up court. Got a nice screen from Prokot to Leidenfrost. Quickly back out to Jonah. Jonah drives strong to the hoop. Lays it up, but too hard. And here comes the Irish. Traeger races ahead. Up the left sideline now. Stops on the perimeter. Back out to Hoisted. To Traeger. Left side guarded by Prokot. Jonah tipped it away. Lead pass. Here comes Prokot for a breakaway. Layup for two. Prokot with four, and the Pioneers are up 6-5. Back the other way now is Joseph Stockman. Stockman, a 6'2 junior. Leidenfrost defending, beat him off the dribble, got into the paint, but kicked it back out to Mitch Hoisted. Hoisted drives and dishes to Traeger. Down low baseline. Tater skips it out to Stockman. Stockman drives in, leans in, and scores. Four for Joe Stockman. And the Irish go back up 7-6. Prokot's got it at the paint. Now to Leidenfrost. Back out front to Schomer. Prokot finds, oh, he had Harold momentarily in the quick hands of Stockman. Saved a layup. And in for Maple Lake, Ben Riley. Riley for Traeger. 3 minutes exactly into the ball game, 7-6 Maple Lake. Here's Prokot leaning in and scoring again. Jonah with a strong start. 6 points for the freshman Prokot. 8-7 Pioneers. Pressure, Harold. Bodied up on Mitch Hoisted. Right side on the wing, it's Stockman. Stockman, and they're going to get Prokot on a reach. That'll be one on Jonah. Second team foul.
Calls called on number 24, Jonah Prokot.
Jonah's older brother, Jared, one of the heroes of the JV game. He picked up a loose ball under the hoop at the buzzer and scored as the JV won 38-36. Alex Wilson knocked the ball loose and got the ball to Jared right under the basket as the horn sounded. Tater muscles up and in for two.
Number 33, Alex.
First Tater. Points for Alex Tater. Here's Prokot. Other end, no. Tater cradles the rebound. 9-8 Irish. Tater, who's headed to St. Cloud State University to play football. Out front, top of the key. This is Mavenkamp launching and hitting a three. 12-8 Irish. Four different players have scored for Maple Lake. Schomer picked up his dribble, gets it to Leidenfrost in the corner. Back now to Peter. Out to Prokot. Prokot will try a rainbow three, and it drains in. What a start for Jonah Prokot. He's got nine, and it's 12-11. Back the other way now with Harold defending on the ball as the Pioneers match up. On the perimeter right side for Mavenkamp, about 5 feet behind the three-point line. Now backs off to midcourt, picked up his dribble, zips it into the high post to Tater. Challenging Rushlow, drop step, up and in. Tater for two. 4 points for Alex Tater. 14-11. Schomer loops it ahead for Prokot. To the right corner, Leidenfrost drives the lane, throws it across the way, nobody home. Try to find Ben Harold. Instead, it's cleanly played there by Jacob Furman in the front row. 13:03 left. Lob in comes to Joe Stockman. Pioneers are down three. Irish with the basketball. Stockman against Leidenfrost. Junior against freshman. Tater, high screen. Pioneers switch. That's a mismatch. Tater in on Leidenfrost, but Rushlow with a strip on tight. Tater going up. Good defense by the senior Rushlow. Schomer left alone for a three. No, rebound. Battled for Prokot, and it's tipped out of bounds. Touch glass by Riley. Pierce basketball underneath baseline right. Tim Stallo, head coach for the Irish, up and shouting defensive instructions to his squad. Schomer finds Prokot right back to Peter. Schomer drives the lane back out to Leidenfrost. Leidenfrost looking for an angle. Kicks it off to Harold. Reset now right side for Prokot. Prokot spin, drop step, hesitation move. Harold baseline, in and out. Rebound is taken by Tater. Back the other way for the Irish is Stockman. Stockman guarded by Leidenfrost. Good use of both hands on the dribble. Teardrop floater inside goes. Stockman with six. He just elevated and dropped it in off the front rim and then a soft roll over. And it's a 5-point lead with 12 minutes to play. Schomer working against Cole Traeger, who has checked back in. Schomer now back out for Prokot. Prokot. Still with his dribble alive, down into the corner, stops now, just hands it off, lost it, and they're going to say it was tipped, so Prokot was able to stay alive and not pick up a double dribble there. Leidenfrost working inside, cut off, good defense by Stockman, tipped away inside, knocked loose by Mavenkamp, and there's Leidenfrost with a steal. Michael Leidenfrost, steal and layup for two. 16-13 on the bucket by Michael. Front court now is Stockman again. He'll find an opening, put up a three, miss it, and Russell races over for the rebound. 16-13, Maple Lake. Schomer steps to the top of the key and misses a three-pointer off the rim. That was all over the iron and fell off. Very close to tying this one up. Good look, though, for Peter Schomer. Joe Stockman, the younger brother of St. John's great David Stockman, who lit up Pierce for 4 years. Out top of the key. Stops. Back to Stockman, left side, defended by Leidenfrost. Now down to the low post. Tater muscles his way up and in again. Six for Alex Tater. 18-13 in favor of the Irish. Schomer gets a Prokot screen. Knocked loose. Still on the floor. Picked up by the Irish. They've created a turnover. Can they convert it? Baseline. Traeger glides in. Missed it. Tater follows up with a bucket. And that's going to get a timeout called by Coach Joe Call. Alex Tater, a mismatch inside. 8 points in the first 8 minutes for the big 6'3 senior. And at the 10:04 mark, it's Maple Lake 20, Pierce 13 on You Are There Sports.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and You Are There Sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates. Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
Irish off to a 7-point lead here, 20-13, after a timeout taken by Coach Call. Pioneers stay with the same five out there. Harold posting up on Tater, leans in for a baby hook. No, Traeger up for the board. Irish come back, front court now. Racing ahead is Aiden Stallo, a sophomore that's in the lineup. Backdoor cut, Stallo, too deep, finds Tater up and no off the rim. Rebound tipped and tipped again, finally Prokot. Now Schomer looking ahead for Prokot. Inside pass, deflected and stolen. This is Zach Etter in the lineup. Couple of changes. Here's all alone underneath. Pioneers lost track of Mitch Hoisted, and he was all alone under the bucket. Five for Hoisted, and the lead is nine. Schomer takes it in off the glass. No, rebound Etter. He muscles it away. Pioneers suddenly have gone cold. They're down nine with under 9 minutes to play. Here's Aiden Stallo working his way left side. Finds Traeger, sets up for three. No, rebound, Michael Leidenfrost. Leidenfrost brings it up in front of the student section to Prokot. Back to Michael, left wing. Top of the key now. Russell with a handoff near the logo at midcourt. Now it's Peter Schomer ball handling. Schomer wants a Prokot screen. Irish chasing. Here's right side for Leidenfrost. One dribble and stop. Here's Russell, free throw line, into the paint. Back out for Schomer. 8:15 to go in the half. Schomer trying to get the angle inside. Nice look inside and blocked by Tater on a Prokot attempt. Retrieved, though, by Leidenfrost. Down the lane, Harold steps around a defender. Missed it off the rim. Rebound Tater. Another close-in look that didn't fall. Back on the other end, Zach Etter. Down low, Traeger posting up. Nice spin, lost it, and they're going to get Prokot on a foul. That'll be two on Jonah. No, they're going to get Preston.
Number 21, Preston.
They're going to say Preston on the bump. So first on Preston, and at the line is Cole Traeger. The 6'4 senior looking for his first point. Short. And now we get a couple of subs. Ben Riley returns, and Ben Rivers is in.
Number 4, Ben Rivers.
Traeger has a season high of 20. That came against BBE. He averages 12.4 a game, one of three Irish in double figures per game. Missed them both. Rushlow tracks down the rebound on the baseline. 7:50 to play in the half. Here comes Schomer across the timeline. Guarded out front. Stops in the lane. Pass to Prokot in front of the Irish bench. Good defense by Traeger. Still with a dribble alive. Prokot leaning in. Ball away. And that was halfway down and came out. Another one that rattles out. Back the other way. Stalo. Front court against Leidenfrost. Uses the behind-the-back dribble to get to the wing right side. Inside is Traeger, and he scores over Schomer. And now all five Irish starters are in the score column, and the lead is 11. Rushlow taking it right side for Prokot. Jonah back for Preston. He'll get a good look at a three. That's short. Rebound hits the up the support, and that's a dead ball. And now Jesse Marshick will come in, as will Joe Stockman. Aiden Stalo leaves, and Ben Harold sits. Pioneers with Leidenfrost applying pressure. Stockman, though, seems to have little trouble with that. Good ball handler using either hand. Takes it across the timeline to Traeger as Marshick battles inside with Hoisted. Now it's Hoisted at the point and whistle away from the ball. And that's exactly what we were talking about. Physical play inside, and the referee on the baseline saw it. And this is Preston Rushlow getting his second.
Preston Rushlow.
Fourth team foul. That's going to bring senior Johnny Hopkins into the ball game for the first time. 6:49 to play. Pioneers sitting on 13. They've dropped to an 11-point deficit. Hoisted for Stockman. Back out left side. This is Rivers into the lane. Leans in on Hopkins. Missed it. Rebound inside for Leidenfrost. Schomer coming back. Up ahead is Prokot. Got the angle on Traeger. Not there, though. Stripped away. And here's a breakaway coming. And that'll be a layup inside for Hoisted.
Mitch Hoisted.
And the Irish lead by 13, 26-13, 6:15 to play. Pioneers need a bucket in the worst way. Schomer flips it over for Prokot. Jonah's got 9 of our 13, 2 each for Leidenfrost and Harold. Leidenfrost, handoff to Schomer, and he dribbled it off his knee right into the Irish bench. Into the game return starter Andy Mavenkamp and Alex Tater. Ben Rivers leaves, as does Ben Riley. Comes into Stockman. Joe Stockman, a 6'2 junior, works his way right side of the court to the wing right side for Hoisted, guarded by Hopkins. Lob down low, Tater posting up on Marshick, kicks it back out. Three for Hoisted is good. And the Irish are starting to pull away here, 29-13. Right side for Leidenfrost. Backdoor cut comes Prokot. Off balance leaner. No. Rebound Marshick. And the ball's knocked out of bounds. It'll stay. No. Goes over to the Irish. Touch last by the Pioneers. 5.5 minutes to go. 29-13 Maple Lake. Hoisted with 10. Stockman with 6. Tater with 8. Mavenkamp 3. Traeger 2. All five starters accounting for all 29 points for the Irish. Stockman feeds it off now to Mavenkamp. Mavenkamp to Tater posting up. Muscles against Marshick. Missed it. Rebound ripped away though by the Irish. Stockman, and then we get a player control foul called, I believe, on Traeger. Yes, that's number 2 on Cole Traeger. His second, team second. He'll come to the bench. Ben Riley will return. 5:11 to go. Pioneers, first order of business is to get this back down to single digits. They're down 16 now, sitting on 13 for a long time. Schomer looking for an opening. Not there. Corner shot. Prokot rattles it in. Three-pointer. A dozen for Jonah. 29-16 now, 4:50 to go. Here's Stockman going baseline, cut off. lost the ball going reverse, and it rolls out, and they're going to say a kick ball by Stockman. He couldn't find a clean handle, and now Harold will return for Marshick, and it'll be Aiden Stallo coming back in. Stallo replaces Stockman. 4:43 to play in the half. 29-16 in favor of Maple Lake. Schomer looking for a screen. Takes it to the free throw line. Stops. Facing up to the basket for Harold. Harold back for Leidenfrost right side against Aiden Stallo. Kept his dribble alive. Finds Hopkins on the baseline. Not open. Back out front to Schomer. Peter now starts his dribble. Got a solid screen from Prokot. Skips it across the way for Ben Harold. 4:15. Loose ball inside. Tater knocked it loose. Ball rolling. Touched last by a diving Alex Tater, who hits the deck hard. Helped up by Peter Schomer and his head coach, Tim Stallo. 29-16. Irish with the lead here. Prokot to throw in. Finds Michael Leidenfrost. Back out now to Prokot, right side. Jonah, one dribble, hands to Schomer. Schomer starts his dribble. Free throw line, pull up. Elevation, no. Rebound, Schomer. Dribbled it off the foot of Aiden Stallo, who retrieves it. Stallo coming back. Will hand it off to Mitch Hoisted. 3:50 to go in the half. Hoisted defended by Harold. Now left side for Mavenkamp. Mavenkamp gets a screen from Riley. Three-pointer, good by Hoisted. Hoisted lighting it up for 13 in the half. His third three-pointer. And it's 32-16. Here's Ben Harold looking for Hopkins in the corner. Johnny cut off by Tater. Hopkins works his way back out to the wing. Now hands off to Schomer. Schomer to Hopkins. 12-footer inside. Good. Hopkins knocks it home. First points for Johnny Hopkins. First bench points for either team. 32-18 on the Hopkins 12-footer in the paint. Front court works Mitch Hoisted. Harold forced him to pick up his dribble and comes over into the hands of Mavenkamp. Prokot defending him. 2:50 to go. Hoisted back out. Mavenkamp three off. Long rebound to the corner and Tater races it down. Back to the wing. Harold tips it loose. Picked up there by the Irish, though. Aiden Stallo. They'll reset. We're coming up on 2.5 minutes to go. Stallo against Michael Leidenfrost. Wing right side, back door cut to Stallo, threw it away, too high. Out of bounds at the end of the Pioneer bench with 2:25 to go. Irish by 14, 32-18, just under 2.5 to play in the half. Schomer will walk it up court, Pioneers. Started well, but have hit a dry spell. Stop and go start here by Schomer to the corner for Prokot. With Stallo on him. Lob to the baseline. Leidenfrost has his pass deflected out by Ben Riley. And now Stockman will take the opportunity to check in during the dead ball. Stockman for Mavenkamp. And now Rushlow returns for Hopkins at the 2:05 mark. Baseline right, Schomer. Lob in, Rushlow in the lane, leans in, and it's off to the left. No good. Rebound for Stockman. Joe Stockman gets his way inside. Out to the wing, back out to Stallo. Kicks it out to Hoisted. Mitch Hoisted driving, and they're going to get a blocking foul on Ben Harold. Ben gets his second. Fifth team foul. Here comes Jesse Marshick returning to the lineup. Fast first half. Not a lot of stops. 1:47 to go. Stockman to inbounds over across the way. 32-18 Maple Lake. Stallo rotates out front to take it. The ISO, they got Stockman loose inside, and he scores off the glass. Joe Stockman with eight. 34-18, Maple Lake by 16. Here's Michael Leidenfrost. Free throw line back out. Rushlow's three from the left. Just got to the rim. Leidenfrost saves it in, but to Alex Tater. Tater off to Stallo, and he pushes it up ahead to Joseph Stockman. Stockman to the corner for Mitch Hoisted. Hoisted across the way for Tater. Good ball movement. Now Stockman to lean in, whistle, and away from the ball, a push is coming. Peter Schomer picks up a foul, his first sixth team foul.
His first.
1:11 left in the half. The lob comes out, and Schomer was there. Here comes Peter for a layup, and he scores. Schomer's first two.
Peter Schomer.
Schomer picked up the errant pass and laid it up easily on a breakaway. 34-20 now. Under a minute to go. Here's a drive and dish. Riley strong to the hoop. Ben Riley. Irish really get good angles to the basket. Here's a drive by Schomer. He'll put it up, miss it. Tater battles for the rebound, and it's into the drum section. Who's got it? Referee's talking, and it's going to be awarded to Piers. Schomer will throw it in with 38.9 seconds left. And before he does, returning to the Irish lineup is Mavenkamp. And he replaces Stallo. And Coach Call will use the opportunity to get Preston out with his two fouls, bringing Hopkins in. Pierce to throw it in, baseline left. Also returning now is Aiden Stallo. Stockman, it looks like he might have some blood on the jersey. They're going to get him a new one. So they're going to take a timeout. There's either some body fluids or sweat on the floor. They're asking for a towel on the floor. So Stockman is headed to the trainer's room. So he's obviously suffered a nick somewhere to go get taped up or cleaned up with 38.9 seconds remaining.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
All right, after the cleanup, it's a steal for the Irish. Aiden Stallo lays it up and in.
Aiden Stallo.
His first hoop, 38-20, Maple Lake. Schomer gets a Marshick screen on the right side, doubled there by Tater. Now to light our Michael Leidenfrost. Leidenfrost dribbling to the wing. Out front for Marshick. 14 seconds left. Peter Schomer will elevate right elbow jumper. Got it. Peter Schomer with four. 6 seconds left. Here's Mitch Hoisted. Hoisted will have it tipped away. He'll launch at the buzzer, and it's no good. That's halftime. Maple Lake, 38. Pioneers, 22 after 18 minutes of basketball on You Are There Sports.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in Central Minnesota. They've been serving Central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities, from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So, they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from the Clothesline in Piers. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Piers can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from the Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at the Clothesline on Main Street in Piers.
Hi, I'm Cadence Tice.
And I am Briar Rentz.
We are fifth graders at Holy Trinity School in Piers.
Are you looking for a quality Catholic education for your children? Are you looking for a school that can provide small class sizes and high levels of academic growth? Are you looking for a school that can provide a solid faith and moral foundation for your children? Holy Trinity is that school.
The top five reasons parents choose Holy Trinity School are growth in faith, family values reinforced at school, small class size, teacher-child relationship, and challenging academic program. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Piers, visit our website or Facebook page or call 468-6446.
When you think landscaping, think Scotty's. Full-service landscaping. Options for unique edging with concrete curbing installation, shoreline repair, paver patios, retaining walls, plant design, seed and sod installation, plus much more. Scotty's also provides turf management, including fertilizing, spraying, compaction care, and more. Ask about year-round maintenance. Yes, for all your landscaping needs, one name to remember, Scotty's Landscapes. On the web at thinkscotties.com. That's thinkscotties.com.
Welcome back. We are at the Memorial Athletic Center in Piers. We played one half of Central Minnesota Conference boys basketball tonight, even through about the first 5 minutes, but then it was all Irish as the Pioneers trail by 16 at the break. 38-22 is our halftime score. For Maple Lake, Mitch Hoisted, 13 first half points, 8 apiece for Joe Stockman and Alex Tater, 3 for Andy Mavenkamp, 2 for Cole Traeger, 2 apiece off the bench for Aiden Stallow and Ben Riley. Irish 0-2 from the free throw line. They only committed 2 fouls in the first half, both of them on Cole Traeger. Did not use a timeout. Pioneers paced by Jonah Prokot with 12. After that, 4 for Peter Schomer, and then 2 each for Michael Leidenfrost, Ben Harold, and Johnny Hopkins. Piers did not get to the free throw line in the first half. Coach Call used one of his timeouts. You've got Ben Harold and Preston Rushlow with 2 fouls, Peter Schomer and Jonah Prokot with 1. Playing but not scoring in that half for the Pioneers, Preston Rushlow and Jesse Marshick. Playing but not scoring for the Irish, Zach Etter and Ben Rivers. As they played 9 guys, 7 of them got in the score column. Wee Kicks out there performing a dance routine here at halftime, and it is a big crowd here. Pioneers will need to rally. They're down 38-22 to the Irish, who are looking to extend their winning streak to 11. We'll be back. We'll tell you about the rest of the games going on tonight. It's a full slate of conference boys basketball action, as well as the other games of import. We'll do that right after this on You Are There Sports.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say
Good luck, Pioneer.
The new year is here, and now's the perfect time to stop in and treat yourself with that new Verizon phone you wanted. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack. When you buy your Verizon device from us, we make sure to take care of you from start to finish. We evaluate your plan to make sure it's the best for you. We make sure you get the phone you want, and we even transfer your data from your old phone to your new one. If you're ready for a new phone this year, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Then Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce. Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League!
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDC.
Halftime here. It's Maple Lake 38, Pierce 22. Buzzer beater win for the JV tonight. A Jared Prokot basket at the hoop made it 38-36 final score. Jared finished with 11. 9 for Nick Shaw. Cody Kimmon with 6. Robert Schaefer had 4. Zach Trout, 3. And then Alex Wilson with 3 and Brent Schilling with 2. 38-36 JV victory. Elsewhere tonight, everybody in action in the conference. Eden Valley Watkins is at Kimball. Both those teams are a game behind Maple Lake. They're tied at 5-1 in the standings, the Cubs and the Eagles. That's in Kimball tonight. Holding Ford is at BBE. Howard Lake Waverly Winstead is in Painesville. Right now, Maple Lake is 6-0 atop the conference. And you've got Eden Valley Watkins Kimball at 5-1. Holding Ford's in fourth at 3-3. Belgrade Brutnell Rosa and Howard Lake Waverly Winstead are 2-4. Painesville 1-5. And the Pioneers are 0-6. Both teams just now getting back out onto the court after the outstanding routines by the youth dancers. Other boys' games tonight include Glencoe Silver Lake at New London Spicer, Brammett's at Pine City, Royalton's at Rush City, Malacca's at Cathedral, Becker's at Mora, Melrose at Albany, Foley's in Little Falls tonight, Ricori at Zimmerman, Swanville's gone up to Bertha Hewitt, St. John's Prep at Browerville Eagle Valley, Sartell is at Sauk Rapids Rice, and Apollo at Tech. On the girls' side, Kirkhoven Murdoch Sunberg is at BBE, Royalton is at Maple Lake, and Kimball is on the road at Foley. Upsala is at Swanville, Osakas at Brandon Evansville, Browerville Eagle Valley at Long Prairie Gray Eagle. The Melrose girls have gone to ACGC. Morris area Chicago, Alberta is at Sauk Center, Moore at Aiken, Pine City at Bram, Ogilvy at Hinckley, Isle at Malacca. Alexandria is in Ricori tonight. Apollo at Tech. Sartell is at Sauk Rapids. Second half begins next.
The Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce says, go Pioneers. And when you're on the go and need to find a great place to dine, then the Brickyard is the perfect place. The Brickyard features a full menu with a wide assortment of delicious food, sure to satisfy anyone's hunger. And the Brickyard also has outstanding daily food specials. Tuesdays is Taco Tuesday, Wednesday's pizza night, Thursday it's wings, and Friday is roasted chicken and baby back pork ribs. The Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
excellent automotive work at great prices? Call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
All right, second half underway. Schomer with a penetrating move, and they're going to call it for a player control foul. Taking the charge is Mitch Hoisted. Two on Peter. First team foul of the half. 22 seconds into the half. 38-22. Here's the Irish first possession. Racing up court is Stockman, now wearing 32. Threw it away. Harold on the floor. Prokot picks it up and scoops it off to Schomer. Whistle. And Traeger is a little gimpy getting up. Referee makes sure he's okay. He might have banged heads. He looks a little woozy. He's going to come out. He'll be replaced by Ben Riley. He might have banged heads down there. There was a scrap on the floor, and he comes out holding kind of the left side of his head. So his coach, Tim Stallo, will talk to him, make sure he's all there. Prokot will inbounds. Jonah, 12 points leading the Pioneers. They've only got 22, so they need some offense, and they need some defensive stops. A lot of ground to make up, but a lot of time to do it. 17-15 to play in the ballgame. Harold rotates out high for Leidenfrost. Leidenfrost puts it on the floor, drives left side of the lane, cut off by Stockman. Prokot open at the free throw line, off the mark. Rebound for Tater, who's having a big game on both ends of the court. Racing ahead now is Mitch Hoisted. Hand off to Stockman. Stockman, right side on the perimeter for Mavenkamp. Backdoor cut, Stockman all alone. And Stockman's got 10. Couple of times they've worked that one to perfection tonight. Schomer on the right side looking for help. Leidenfrost comes over and now it's in Rushlow's hands. Back out front to Schomer. 16 and a half minutes left to play. Left side for Michael Leidenfrost. Stockman defending him. Got a Harold screen. Now Schomer on the left side. Good active defense. Here's a Rushlow three-pointer. That's good. Rushlow, his first points deep on the right side. 40-25 on the Rushlow three. Back the other way now is Mitch Hoisted. Hoisted leading the Irish with 13. He's got a game high of 27 this year. That came against that big win in Eden Valley Watkins. Stockman works it back out front. Rotating right side is Andy Mavenkamp. Back out, Hoisted, three, rolls around and drops. 16 for Hoisted. He's got 4 3-pointers tonight. Now Leidenfrost working on Stockman. Pull up, right elbow, too hard. Rebound tipped, Harold. His pass deflected out of bounds by Mavenkamp near the end of the Pioneer bench. Right by Ryan Stuckmeyer, and it'll be Piers to inbounds, just to Ryan's left. 15-28 to go as Riley checks out, and good to see that Cole Traeger is back in the lineup now. Schomer takes a handoff, puts up a 22-footer that's just short. Rebound will go out of bounds over to Maple Lake. 43-25, and Johnny Hopkins will come in for Jonah Prokot. Pioneers have Leidenfrost, Harold, Schomer, Rushlow, and Hopkins on the court. The Irish. Thanks, Madison. Here's Joe Stockman. Picked up his dribble. Now for Mitch Hoisted. Harold right up on him in his right side. They go to the baseline for Mavenkamp. Back to the point. Stockman from dead on top of the key. No. Traeger tips the rebound, but here comes Leidenfrost. One-on-one with Stockman. Leans in and scores. Michael shows no fear when he goes up. We saw him at Eden Valley Watkins Thursday go up against the height of the Eagles. He'll go in there and lean into guys. And he did it there and scored. Here's Traeger. Kick out. Three-pointer. Mavenkamp hit another one. Boy, the Irish hitting a lot of threes tonight. That's the second for Andy Mavenkamp. Schomer for Hopkins. Right corner. Dribbled it off his foot. Or was it off Traeger's foot? Off Traeger. 6 3-pointers tonight for Maple Lake. Piers has two. Actually, three. Two from Jonah and one from Preston. 46-27, Maple Lake by 19. Prokot puts it up, air ball short, rebound underneath. Leidenfrost saves it to Harold. And then Harold's pass, hop, tough one to handle, picked up by Tater. Alex Tater muscles it away. Back now comes Joseph Stockman. Right side in front of his coaching bench. Top of the key. Traeger to Tater, posting up on Russell. Spins into the lane, traveled. No blocking foul. They're going to get a foul. I thought he might have taken an extra step. But Preston's got his third. And Tater will shoot a pair of free throws. And sophomore Zach Trout is ready to make his first appearance tonight. Here's the free throw, and it's long. No good. Tater's got 8 points tonight. Trout for Rushlow. One more for Tater. On its way and good. 9 for Tater. And the lead is 20. 47-27 Irish. Schomer into Trout. Leans in and off the rim. And rebound ripped away again by Tater. Hand off to Stockman. They're going to get a body foul on Leidenfrost. Michael his first. Team second.
Number two, Michael Leidenfrost. His first.
13:40 to play. Traeger will inbounds between the score table and the Pioneer bench. Backcourt pass in comes to Mitch Hoisted. To Traeger. Backdoor again. That one too high. They went back to that play again. Just misfired. Into the lineup, Aiden Stallo now. Stallo for Stockman. Midcourt here is Schomer. Tater jumps out on him as the Irish switch. That frees up Prokot into the lane. Kick to the corner. Harold three-pointer left corner. Hit the backboard and ricochets out front. Picked up by Prokot. Prokot off to Schomer, right side. Flips it across to Jonah. Guarded by Traeger. Out, Schomer will get a good look. Up three and hit it. Three-pointer for Peter Schomer. Gives him 7. Working the ball left side, Aiden Stallo throws it down low post left side. Tater kicks it quickly back out. Now Traeger to the corner. Three-pointer. Hemavenkamp short. Rebound Schomer. Out to Schomer. Back to Leidenfrost. Behind the arc right side. Michael dribble alive. Trout sets a high screen. Michael takes it to the left side. Here's a corner jumper and in and out. Trout out-muscles Tater. Goes back up and Tater with the foul. And Zach Trout will go to the free throw line.
Fouls called on number 33, Alex Tater. His first.
Two shots for Zach Trout. These will be the first free throws of the night for a Pioneer. And Zach's first career free throws. Good. Trout knocked it home.
For the Irish, number 3, Zach Etter.
Zach Etter returns to the lineup, as does Ben Riley. 47-31 with Trout shooting 1. 12:23 to play. That one around and drops through. Backcourt pressure applied by Piers now. 47-32. Stallo working his way across court. Off right side. Etter open for three short. Rebound in the lane for Schomer. Pioneers trying to creep back here. They're down by 15. They were down by 20. Here's Harold as they work flex out front and he traveled. Turnover. 11:57 to go. .47-32 Maple Lake. Harold comes out as Prokot returns. Russell's back in. Across the timeline is Zach Etter. High post to Riley. Kicks back to Etter. Right side, Traeger puts it up over Prokot. Long rebound coming, Prokot. And he's fouled by Traeger. Jonah just beat him by a half step. That's three on Cole Traeger. Second team foul, 11:41 remaining. Pioneers are down 47-32 to the Irish of Maple Lake. Pioneers are home again on Thursday. The Foley Falcons are here. Schomer takes it right side. Russell tried to unleash a three. Instead, leans in with the left hand. No, Tater rips it away. Little bit short off the front of the rim on a left-handed leaner by Preston Russell. They're also home Friday night against Painesville are the boys. Traeger glides in and scores from the left side. Traeger's got four, and it's 49-32. Schomer pull up, free throw line, hit it. And that's now nine for Peter Schomer. A great mid-range jump shooter is Peter Schomer, and he showed it there as he accelerated and then hit the brakes and went straight up in the air. And his defender, by the time he realized that Peter had stopped, was 5 feet off him, giving Peter a clear look. Etter's three is long. Tater, another rebound. And he throws it off the foot of Rushlow out of bounds. Boy, Tater's got to have close to double figures on the glass tonight. Rivers is back in. And so is Maven Camp. Riley sits and Etter comes to the bench. 10:39 to play. Near the corner, a pass in for Aiden Stallow, the sophomore. Into the low post, Tater facing up on Trout. Rivers will just fire it up, tipped off the rim and out of bounds. Tater tries to save it, tipped around. Tater picks it up and lays it up and in. 11 for Tater. That ball was being batted around like a volleyball. Schomer's going to attack and be fouled as he went down the right side before the shot. And the foul is going on Aiden Stallow, his first, team's third.
His first.
Irish by 17 right now, 51-34. Well over 10 minutes left, though. Out to Russell, right side. Schomer rotates over. Peter got a screen from Michael Leidenfrost, flips it over to Michael. Michael picked up his dribble, needs some help. Russell bails him out. Got a screen from Prokot. Preston's three, in and out. Rebound tipped by Rivers, tipped again. Finally, Traeger grabs it. Traeger works his way front court now to Aiden Stallow in the logo at midcourt. Irish go left to right in their white uniforms, green numerals and letters. Maven Camp looking for an opening. Finds Traeger on the left side. Tater posting up on Trout. Leans in, and they're going to put Tater at the line. I think this will be Peter Schomer or Trout. It's Peter Schomer. That's three. Third team foul. Peter rarely gets into foul trouble. Three might be a season high in fouls for Peter. As Tater long on the first free throw. He's now one for three. He's got 11 points. Stockman back in for Stallow. Tater season high, 16. That came against Norwood Young America. He's still got 11 as he missed both free throws. Rebound taken by Michael Leidenfrost, the freshman guard. Now Schomer. Schomer looking for room. Got a Trout screen to get him to the right side. Tater jumps out defensively. Back to Schomer, who launches from about 25 and missed it. In for the rebound flies Joseph Stockman back the other way. We're down to 9 minutes and 15 seconds to play in Piers as Nick Shawl prepares to come in. Into the lane, Stockman leans in, scores, and they're going to count it, and the foul's going to come on Leidenfrost. Stockman will go to the line for an and one.
Ball's called on number two, Michael Leidenfrost.
Stockman started from the right wing and headed to the lane and just kept going when he didn't sense any defensive pressure. And he got within a couple of feet of the rim, and by that time his mind was made up, and Leidenfrost jumped over and picked up the foul. Stockman's free throw is good. 13 for Stockman now, the junior guard, who averages 12 a game. We've got a whistle. And what do we got? Inadvertent?
Timeout, he said 5-0.
inadvertent whistle there. So Piers will inbounds mid-court with 9:07 to go. Schomer drives against Hoisted. Leaner off, but a foul is coming, and Peter will shoot a couple. And I think that'll go on Ben Rivers.
Ball's called on number four, Ben Rivers.
His first, team's fourth. Pioneers now with half of a half to go. 9:01 left, and Schomer shooting two. Peter's got 9 points. Peter is a 77% free throw shooter. That one is good. Puts him in double figures at 10. Peter's leading the CMC in scoring at 17.1 a game. Just a sophomore. Second. Good. That's 11 now for Schomer. Pioneers are down 54-36 as Stockman takes it right wing against Leidenfrost. Crossover dribble. Traeger lost his dribble coming up. Got it back. Up to the rim. Missed it. Got his own rebound. Stripped and a foul. Schall or Leidenfrost here will get the foul. It's Nick Schall. His first. Fourth team foul. Joseph Stockman to throw it in. Left baseline as they're going to clean up some confetti on Hawaiian night for the students over there. Stockman to throw it in. He's got Rivers right baseline, leans in on Schall and scores. First points for Ben Rivers tonight. 56-36, lead back to 20. Schall, left side, handoff, left wing to Schomer. Top of the key, Jonah Prokot. Jonah, 12 first half points. He'll try for a three here and hit it. Top of the key, three, gives Jonah 15. 56-39. The Pioneers need some defensive work here. Rivers, left side three, long rebound. Schall's got it fouled. Good box out, Nick Schall. I think Rivers will get this. It is number four, Ben Rivers, his second, team's fifth.
His second.
8:04 remaining. This game is flying by. We'll get home for the end of the State of the Union. Oh, boy. Here's Schall, right side. Nick looking for help. Tried to hand it off to Schomer, and Traeger was there to steal it away. Stockman coming back. Front court against Leidenfrost. Back to Cole Traeger. Two steps into the lane. Picked up by Rivers off a deflection. Off balance, and that fell in somehow. Four for Rivers. He just was leaning and falling and put it up off the window, and it dropped through. 58-39. Now Russell out top for Schomer. Back to Preston, right corner for Jonah Prokot. Traeger defending. Jonah, double team, fires it up off the rim. Schall tips the rebound, loose in the lane. Off to Prokot, back to Leidenfrost. Schomer finds Schall open underneath, up and in. First two for Nick tonight, the 6'2 junior. Under 7 minutes to go, 58-41, Irish. Grabbed the lead at about the 10-point mark. It was back and forth through single digits, but the Irish were up 38-22 at half. Out top, Traeger left alone, right side three, just short, rebound. Russell off to Schomer. Pioneers need to make up some ground in a hurry now. Schomer inside to Schall. Schall up and in. Back-to-back buckets for Nick Schall. 58-43, 6:20 to go. Into the lane, Stockman continues. Right hand up, no, but a foul coming. And Joe Stockman will go to the line. Schall gets the foul, his second, team's fifth.
Schall, his second.
Stockman is a 69% free throw shooter this year. He gets to the line more than any other Irish player, and that one is good. He's 2-for-2 tonight, now with 70 free throw attempts on the year. The next high on the team coming into tonight was Traeger with 43. Etter returns for the Irish. at a guard spot. Tater's back in. Up and off. Rebound for Leidenfrost. One of two that trip for Joseph Stockman. Schomer has his leaner blocked by Mitch Hoisted. And Stockman will walk it back up cross midcourt with 6 minutes left to play at the MAC. 59-43 Irish. Mitch Hoisted, 16 points tonight, has the ball in his hands. Throws it down low for Tater, 8 feet off the lane. Back to Etter. Etter drive and dish. Hoisted three, and they're going to get a foul on Russell. The three-pointer's going to count. He'll have a chance for a four. Russell gets his fourth foul, sixth team. And it's a rare four-point opportunity for Hoisted. Now with 19. Long rebound, Hoisted. He'll lean in and no, he got it again. Up and good. It's a five-point possession for Hoisted and the Irish. And he easily could have been at the line again for another fouler. He really got knocked to the floor hard on that second attempt. So Hoisted, just like that, has 21 now as Prokot works on Tater, whips it inside for Shaw. Shaw maneuvers inside. Tater rejects. And the Irish showing why they are the top team in the CMC. In pretty much all phases here tonight is Stockman. Step back three. Off to the right, Prokot in the lane for the board. 4:55 left. 64-43. Rushlow back for Schomer. Preston looking for a screen. Left side, Leidenfrost. He'll put it up over Enner. No. Rebound ricochets to Shaw. Shaw muscles up on Tater, and they'll get a foul. Nick will go to the line. Alex Tater with his second personal, 16 foul, 4:41 to play. Shaw at the line. He's got 4 points. The junior puts it up and crawls over the front lip and drops through. Five now for Nick. Here comes Aiden Stallo back in for Stockman. 20-point ball game, 64-44 Irish. One more for Nick. On its way, that one is in and out of the cylinder. Rebound grabbed by Mitch Hoisted. 4:35 as Aiden Stallo works it across midcourt, working on Michael Leidenfrost with his dribble. Out top for Hoisted. Low post, Tater. Ball fake. Leans in and scores. Alex Tater again. 13 for the senior. Again, Tater's season high, 16, and Coach Call wants a timeout. His second of the night comes with the 4:13 mark. Irish by 22, 66-44 here in Pierce tonight on You Are There Sports.
Unity Bank is banking built around you. Their UConnect checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required, and earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. Online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, member FDIC. Go Pioneers.
Pierce Freedom Fest is back in 2018 for their 6th annual music festival, headlined by Montgomery Gentry. Also featuring the Fabulous Armadillos, Confederate Railroad, and platinum-selling group Lone Star. Pierce Freedom Fest is Saturday, July 14th at the Janola Ball Fields. General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40. And a limited number of VIP tickets are available for just $125. For more ticket and concert information, head to piercefreedomfest.com.
Here's your game reset here. The Irish lead the Pioneers 66-44, 4:13 to play in the ball game. Pierce will inbounds in front of their bench with Jonah Prokot. Midcourt pass in comes to Peter Schomer. Schomer handoff. Jonah. He'll elevate for three. Long rebound chased down by Hoisted. Here come the Irish with numbers. Left side. And Shaw hustling back. Knocked it loose, but picked up by Stallo, who rolls it in. Four for Aiden Stallo. It's been that kind of night for the Pioneers. They've been back to make plays, but in the end, the Irish come out on top as Russell's three is long. Rebound, Leidenfrost. He dribbles to the corner. Schomer fires a three. That's short. Shaw muscles up for the rebound and a bucket. Seven for Nick Shaw tonight off the bench, giving good minutes here in production to Joe Call. Three and a half left, 68-46. Now Mitch Hoisted. Wraps it over to Stallo. Glides in, floats it up. No rebound tipped. A foul's coming on the Irish on a battle for the loose ball rebound underneath. It's on Alex Tater, number three. And we'll go to the other end for the 1-1 bonus free throw situation. Who will it be? I think it's Jonah or Nick underneath. Back in come Riley and Rivers. Tater sits, as does Mavenkamp. It is Nick Shaw at the line for the 1-1. 3:20 to go. Nick Shaw with seven tonight. Got to make the first to get the second here, Nick. He will not get the second. The rebound is snatched by Aiden Stallo. We haven't had many held balls tonight, and there's a kickball by Rushlow at midcourt. It'll stay with Maple Lake as Zach Trout will return for Nick. 3:13 left. Maple Lake's next game is at home against Kimball. That'll be Friday night. Kimball in Eden Valley Watkins tonight in Kimball. Both teams 5-1 in the conference. Jacob Finbow will come in for Mitch Hoisted as Coach Stallo begins to go to his bench and get his starters out. And whistle and a timeout. Coach Stallo is going to use a timeout just to avoid the 5-second inbound. So he'll talk it over briefly. And we'll be back. Irish 68, Pioneers 46.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meets a Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Irish get the ball inbounds. Etter to Rivers. Back to Etter now as the Irish lead by 22 with 3:05 to go here at the MAC tonight. This is Aiden Stallo now at the point for Etter. Left corner. Here's Finbow for three. No rebound. Trout battles. Scrapping on the floor. Rolling out of bounds. And off Michael Leidenfrost is the ruling. Etter to inbounds right in front of assistant Casey Pack down there after they wipe up some moisture. We've had a lot of bodies on the floor here tonight, a lot of loose ball scrambles. Etter bounce pass into Rivers. Under three to play here at the MAC. Here's Jacob Finbow back to Aiden Stallo with Leidenfrost defending. Screen from Riley. Back to Zach Etter. Left-hand dribble drive stops. Finbow drives. Had it knocked loose and stolen away by Prokot. Back comes Schomer. 2.5 to play. Jonah drives. Dishes Zach Trout open inside and scores. Four for Zach Trout. 68-48. Stallo midcourt. Bounces it for Rivers. Ben Rivers. Works it down to the wing. Goes inside on Trout. He'll be fouled and shoot two. Tried a little scoop underneath the arm of Trout, and Trout picks up his first foul.
Zach Trout.
And now Jared Prokot, Johnny Hopkins, Jesse Marshick, and Nick Shaw are all going to come in, as will Alex Wilson. Free throw good. Rivers with five. So those five in, and Trout, Schomer, Rushlow, Prokot, and Leidenfrost out. One more for Rivers. Also now, Coach Stallo making changes. Ben Clapp, number 20, is in the ball game. 23, Max Pribble is in. 14, Brock Gels in the lineup. Rivers shooting the second, and it's good. 6 points for Ben Rivers tonight, and now he will sit for the rest of the ball game. As we have a number 30 in. 2:08 to go. Wilson now. Back to Hopkins on the right side. Hopkins off for Nick Shaw. He'll put up a three, and it banks off. Didn't call it. Rebound inside for the Irish. Back the other way comes Brock Gels. Off to the point to Ben Clapp, guarded by Alex Wilson. High screen, Clapp down to the corner. Clapp leaves a nice little drop pass, and there's a block by Jared Prokot and a held ball, resulting in an Irish possession. That was Brandon Schmitz with the shot attempt, but Prokot with the rejection. It'll be a pass in for the Irish. Here is Schmitz. Brandon Schmitz back out to the wing, right side for Clapp. Minute 25 to go. The Irish win streak will hit 11. And the ball is knocked away, kicked out. They say by the Irish or not. Nope, Hopkins touched it last. Stays with Maple Lake. Brock Gels will throw it in. Gels, backcourt throw in to Clapp. Clapp driving, still going, in traffic. No offensive rebound for the Irish, and they muscle it away out to the corner. Into the low post. Up, little five-footer short, but an offensive rebound as Max Pribble got a shot away. Ball loose, Jared Prokot with a steal. Finds Jesse Marshick. 1 minute to go. Here's Shaw, left block, across the lane. Marshick blocked by Pribble, and they'll get the foul on Max Pribble. His first.
Ball's called on number 23, Max Pribble.
Two shots for Jesse Marshick, 56 seconds to go. Good time to mention that good luck to Kelsey Stuckmeyer tonight. Jesse is our boys' AAA recipient. Kelsey advanced out of the district to tomorrow night's Region 5 AAA competition in St. Cloud. So good luck to Kelsey. First free throw for Jesse is good. His first point. Peyton Powman checks into the lineup for Maple Lake. 56 seconds to go, 70-49 Irish. Second for Jesse, around and good. Marshick with two. Couple of more possessions here tonight. Pioneers have two more home games this week. Foley is here Thursday, Painesville is here Friday. They rotate it here, Finbow down to the baseline, back out to the wing, 40 to play. Jacob Finbow puts a high three-pointer up. No. Wilson for the rebound off to Hopkins. 30 seconds left. Johnny ahead for Marshick. Jesse had it tipped out. No. Touch last by Marshick. .5 to go. Pass in to midcourt to Ben Clapp. Clapp takes it across the timeline. We'll see if the Irish just dribble this one out here. 20 to go. Finbow works his way down to the baseline. Marshick herds him out, back out front. Three-pointer will be put up and good! .73-50. Marshick's three at the buzzer, no good. That was Wyatt Jacobs with the three to finish off the scoring tonight. Final score, 73-50 in favor of the Irish.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster. Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck. Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers. The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with Progressive Jackpot starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
Final score tonight for the MAC. Maple Lake rides along with an 11-game win streak now after a 73-50 win here over the Piers Pioneers. Congratulations to head coach Tim Stallo, his 300th career victory tonight as the head coach of the Irish. They are led tonight by Mitch Hoisted's 21-14 for Joe Stockman, 13 for Alex Tater, a half a dozen each for Andy Mavenkamp and Ben Rivers, 4 for Cole Traeger, 4 for Aiden Stallo, 3 for Wyatt Jacobs, and 2 for Ben Riley. Maple Lake 5 of 12 from the line. For the Pioneers tonight, Jonah Prokot with 15, Peter Schomer 11, 7 for Nick Shaw, 4 each for Michael Leidenfrost and Zach Trout. Preston Rushlow with 3, 2 each for Ben Harold, Johnny Hopkins, and Jesse Marshick. For the Irish, 7-0, they run the table first time through the conference. They'll begin their second half against Kimball on Friday. That game will be in Maple Lake. Pioneers beat the Cubs by 7 in Kimball earlier, 69-62. 13-3 now for the Irish. Overall, 7-0 in the conference. Pioneers fall to 3-14 overall, 0-7. Two more home games Thursday here. The Foley Falcons are in town, and then Friday back in conference play against Painesville, a team the Pioneers dropped a close one to by 2 in Painesville on January 2nd, 66-64. These two teams will close out the regular season against each other in Maple Lake on March 2nd. Coming up, our next broadcast on You Are There Sports will be in Holdingford on Thursday. We've got the wrestling try. It'll be Piers, Holdingford, and Painesville going at it. We'll have the boys game for you here Friday against Painesville. Our final thoughts up next.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, "Go Pioneers!" Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Piers. Doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Piers Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Piers Pioneers.
Maple Lake 73, Piers 50 is our final score tonight in boys action. We'll be with you on Thursday night for wrestling as the wrestlers head to Holdingford for a try in the conference, the Huskers and Painesville against Piers. Should get started around 5, I would guess, for that. Good luck, Kelsey Stuckmeyer, tomorrow in the Region 5 AAA contest. Hopefully she'll advance to state. Ben Harold is going to be on CNN sometime this week, interviewed by Super Bowl MVP Hines Ward. That'll be interesting. We'll get to some times on that when that's supposed to air. So some big things happening for kids off the court. Kelsey and Ben with big events. Good luck to the Irish. We'll see you in March. Next time we see Maple Lake, March 2nd, to end the regular season. Again, 73-50, Maple Lake with the win on You Are There Sports.